This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, the standoff between Governor Deval Patrick and the legislature over the so-called three strikes legislation seems to be over because today Governor Patrick blinked first.
He says he'll sign the compromise bill, which institutes a three strikes provision on violent felons, while loosening some mandatory sentencing laws for drug offenders, even though the legislature failed to revise the bill as requested by Governor Patrick. Joining us now from the State House is WBUR reporter Bianca Vasquez-Tonas. Hi, Bianca.
Hey, Anthony.
So the legislature gets its three strikes bill, even though Governor Patrick was not completely happy with it. What did he want?
Well, he wanted to add judicial discretion. The bill, the way that they wrote it, and the way that it looks like it's going to become law, says that after someone's been convicted of a certain type of violent crime three times, they have lost their right to parole. And he wanted a judge to be able to say, okay, you actually, in some cases, can get parole after someone's done two-thirds of the maximum sentence or 25 years on a lifetime sentence. But they didn't like it, so they rejected it.
Of course, and when you say they, the three strikes provision had pretty overwhelming support from both Republicans and Democrats, right?
Yes, and I'm sure that Patrick was calculating that because, you know, Patrick could have vetoed this law, even though there are a lot of things in it that he does like, because it does lessen penalties, mandatory minimums on drug crimes, for instance. But if he had vetoed it, you know, there's enough will and there's enough popularity behind this bill in the legislature that they could have motivated people to come back and override the veto. So,
all right, well, let's move on to some other major legislative initiatives as this session winds down. There's a proposal to try to contain the rising cost of health care. The details of the compromise plan came out last night. Give us a quick sense of what this bill would do.
The bill aims to save $250 billion over the next 15 years. One of the ways that it wants to do that is by setting some soft targets for lowering costs. And it also encourages more patients to be under what's called a global payment system, which basically means that instead of the insurance company just paying for every service you have, they say, well, we'll pay a certain amount for the entire year, so use the money judiciously.
All right. Now, what's the latest? Is it going to get, are they going to pass it by tonight's deadline?
The Senate already passed it without debate. The House is expected to take it up soon, and it looks like it should be wrapped up tonight, and everyone thinks that the governor will sign this.
All right. And Bianca, what else is on the governor's desk right now in these final hours?
There's a renewable energy bill on his desk, and what that would mean for residents is that more people would be able to, if they wanted to, put solar panels on their house, for example, they would be able to sell that energy back to the grid.
And with this midnight, the clock ticking down on this midnight deadline, are they going to get it all done today? What are you hearing up there?
Not sure. There's a children's services bill that is still in committee. The committee members say that they're working mightily to try to finish it tonight, but the Speaker of the House doesn't think it'll happen. And there's also a jobs bill that still needs to be debated. But that will probably be done.
And the mood up there, a little bit of frantic energy, resigned to a long night. You as well, I guess.
Yes, everyone is resigned to a long night. It is frantic. There are a lot of people here. A lot of people just watching and lobbying. It's a little festive too.
All right. Well, glad everyone's having a good time up there. Thank you, WBUR reporter Bianca Vasquez-Tonas, reporting from Beacon Hill, talking about the final frantic hours of the current legislative session. Thanks, Bianca.
You're welcome.